Hey guys, welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast, and I am so excited to bring you our session 3 in our Pivot to Profit series. And today you are going to hear from the woman who's responsible for helping me get to podcasting, Stephanie Gass, and she is the host of the Mompreneur Mastermind Show, where she teaches clarity coaching, podcasting, and passive income for Christian entrepreneurs. She is the number one Christian business podcast out there and the creator of the Podcast Pro University. But here's what I want you to get from her today. Stephanie not only pivoted to profit in 2020 after the pandemic, but she has 4x'd her income in 2020 over 2019. So yeah, I think you want to grab a notebook, grab a pen, and get ready to take some great notes as we dive into our deep conversation with Stephanie, where she shares her tips for pivoting and really profiting in those times. So enjoy this. I can't wait to hear what you learn from this show. All right. Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is your host, Sherry Miter, and I am so thrilled today to have our special guest, Stephanie Gass, who is a Jesus lover, a wife, a mom of 2 boys, and I'm probably not even going to pronounce it right, Tijeras, New Mexico. She can correct me on that one. She is the host of the top-ranked podcast, The Mompreneur Mastermind Show, and her mission is helping, empowering, and transforming Christian mompreneurs. Steph specializes in helping these incredible women uncover and tap into their God-led callings, launch podcasts, and monetize using courses and coaching. Steph wants women to create true change for themselves and for Jesus by utilizing their gifts and serving the world with a business that lights them up. Steph believes that when we let God's miracles light our path, we will profit from our passions, live proactively, and design a life that fuels our soul. She believes we actually can have it all, and so do I. So please welcome Steph Gass. Steph, I am so excited to have you on the podcast today.
Oh, hi, Sherry. Thanks. I'm so excited to be here.
Great. Well, I always like to start the interviews with a couple of fun, just icebreaker questions. And the first one is, because my audience is those freedom-driven entrepreneurs. So if you could work remotely, your office could be anywhere in the world, where would you love it to be?
Yes, it would be on the Big Island of Hawaii, right by the beach. Just one of my favorite places on the planet.
Nice. So you've been there before, it sounds
like. Yes. Yes. Cool.
Awesome. That sounds beautiful. I know the beach speaks to me too.
Yes.
And if we were hanging out, could be in Hawaii, could be anywhere, just relaxing as girlfriends, what fun beverage would we be sipping?
Well, you know me, Sherry, I think it would have to be a nice iced coffee and the little half and half, because I'm a coffee lover.
Okay. What do you put in your iced coffee?
Just half and half.
Okay. No sugar.
Yuck. I can't do it. I'm not a sweets person.
That's funny. I drink my hot coffee black.
Oh, there you go.
I cannot do iced coffee that way. Like, it's got to have something sweet in it. It's got to have, I do almond milk, maybe a little flavoring, something, something sweet. So, but anyway, so I wanted to talk today. We are doing a series of talking to entrepreneurs who not only have been surviving through this pandemic, but they're actually thriving. And, you know, there's always times in our lives that whether it's a pandemic, it's a life change of a new baby, or maybe empty nest, or illness, divorce, there's always times in our lives and our careers that we have to pivot. And I know, because I've been following you for a while, that you did that beautifully. And I'm curious to even see what you have to say today, because I know you had one of your best months, if not the best month ever, while other people were like panicking in the pandemic.
Sure.
So, but I would love to start with your whole backstory first. So tell us, you know, a little bit about more about who you are. You know, how did you get to where you are today? We'll start with that.
Okay. I'm going to nutshell that, because that is a big, long story. And I'm always challenging myself, Sherry, like, how fast can I tell the story? And it's never fast enough. So let's see if I can do it. basically went to college, okay, got a master's in accounting and finance. I climbed the corporate ladder in my 20s and was the youngest financial controller of a solar company by the age of 26, 27. I mean, I was going to Germany and Spain and doing all this cool stuff. And it was my, like, the beginning of my workaholism, because work's always been really natural for me. And I believe that sometimes the things that we are gifted with can also, right, become our detriment if we're not really careful about, for me, and you guys take me with a grain of salt, I'm the crazy Jesus lady, so insert what you believe, but I believe that those gifts that we are given can also be used against us. And so that workaholism was fine when it was just me, but I ended up meeting my now husband, and that next phase for me was leaving corporate. The company shut down where I live, and then getting into network marketing. I was newly married. It was my first taste of entrepreneurship. My mom joined a network marketing company, and I was like, well, sure, like, the promo video looks good. The girl's floating on her pink flamingo. She's making millions of dollars from the pool. Like, her kids are really well behaved. That looks great. Sign me up. Again, never done entrepreneurship, never been in network marketing. I'd never heard of it before. And so I went ahead and joined that company. That was about 8.5 years ago now. And again, it was just me. I didn't have a job at the time because my company had shut down. So I went crazy in that business. And within 2 years, I was the top 1% of income earners. Walking the stage, I had the $60,000 bonus check and the free car, the paid for car and the trips. And on paper, it all looked really great. Now, behind the scenes, I couldn't seem to feel fulfilled. I was, you know, always seeking. And I think that's part of what that industry really teaches. And it's kind of it's a manipulation tactic to get people to work, right? It's go for the next rank, go harder. Now that you've got it, don't let off the gas. And if you're not working and showing up at every single thing, your team is not. Well, because I'm a natural worker, and I'm also somebody that I don't want to disappoint anyone. And so that really played into my heartstrings as a leader. And I felt like if I didn't do those things, I was letting people down. And so I went even harder in that business, to the point of anxiety attacks, to the point of everything else being second. You know, I had one little kiddo at this point. And my family was second to this business. I had really let it become an idol in my life. And no matter how much money I made, it was never good enough. It was never enough. It never felt like enough. And it was just tearing everything apart. And so while that sounds crazy and kind of like, whoa, like that seems daunting, really what happened was I had to go through that because of what I do today. So as I was going through all of that, I know that God stepped in for me. And sometimes in order for something to really blossom and become a testimony in your life, you've got to go through the test first. So roughly 4 or 5 years into that network marketing business, everything started to crumble. My company went through a rebrand, so everybody was leaving. The harder I worked, I couldn't salvage it. I was also health-wise just really diminishing. I was having, like I mentioned, anxiety attacks. I had a lot of weight gain. I was so tired of ignoring my family. Like, I was just really feeling done. And it all came to an explosion, right? Like the brink, that moment when the income was cut into a third in about a year because none of it was mine. I hadn't built a personal brand at all. I was just that network marketing girl. And I was selling one thing, which wasn't mine, making a commission. And I sat at the computer and realized we didn't have any money left. There was no more cash flow. And I had to walk to my husband and tell him that. And then I had to sit and look at myself in the mirror. I had to have an honest conversation with myself and realized, what was all of this for? Why was I working 60 hours a week and ignoring my precious baby half the time and having an earpiece glued to my face at events 3-4 nights a week? For what? Because it's gone. And it was like this moment where I finally realized, Sherry, that true joy, happiness, and fulfillment are never found in worldly promises like money and ranks and growing a big organization. Like, sure, those things are nice, but that's not where true joy and happiness are. And so at that moment, which was 3 short years ago, which is crazy, I sat down, wrote on a sheet of paper, who was the woman that Christ was calling me to be? And it was energetic and service-based, and family was going to come before anything. And I was going to get my health back, and I was going to get back into scripture and deepen that intimacy with Christ and all of those things. And nowhere on that paper did it say make more money. Like, I was like, I had to surrender. And so I surrendered my life over again, but like for real. I was like, God, take the reins. And over that year, I just did one thing that the woman on the paper would do. And it's insane now, because 3 short years later, I'm the woman on the paper. And what I do today is I work 24 hours a week or less. I have a 60% fully passive business. The other 40% are private clients. And I help the Christian mompreneur get clarity in what her spiritual giftings are, and then create a business out of it using passive courses, because you can take all of that profit and run a relaxed business your own way. And it feels like a dream, and I can't believe it. And it all came from letting go of control and doing my business God's way.
I love that. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And I know we have a lot in common in some of those things. And as I said, I went from being a driven entrepreneur to a freedom driven entrepreneur.
Love it. Yes.
Yes. So let's fast forward or back up, however you want to look at it. And to like February-ish, February, March, we are watching what is happening in the world with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing all these countries shutting down. We're starting to get that sense that, oh, something's about to happen here in our country. Now, you were already online for a lot of your business.
But yeah, I'm 100%.
Yeah, okay. So, like, what was your mind thinking then? Did you even worry about your business when you saw that all these changes and something was going to be happening?
You know, I did. Yeah. Like, I think like any of us, we didn't know what we didn't know. And so I thought, oh, geez, like, no one's going to be buying coaching right now. Nobody's going to be investing in starting a podcast and taking one of my courses. I just felt like people are going to be in fear mode, which means they're going to hold on to their cash flow, right? So I thought for sure I was going to see a big contraction. But again, like a couple of years ago, just decided, like, I mean, it's promised in the Bible that we don't have to worry and that God will always take care of us. And so I was like, no matter what, I'm good. But I for sure had those moments of like an expectation of if nothing else comes in, okay, like kind of preparing myself for the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you kind of had that mindset that I'm going to be okay no matter what happens, but you were expecting that things would slow down a little bit.
I was.
Yeah. And so it's, and I know, cause I know your story, cause I was one of those students. It did not happen. So what shifts or pivots did you make in your business that started changing things to get you out of that worry and fear? Not that you weren't in that worry mode, because I know you trust Christ, but in that thought that, oh, probably nobody's going to buy. What mind shifts did you have?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is you always have to have like this insane level of trust and faith in God's plan over your own plan, right? Because our plans are always limited because we're humans. Always.
And he laughs at our plans, right?
Yeah. He's like, oh, that's so small. And I'm like, okay, Lord, like whatever you want. So that's what I constantly was like, whatever you need me to do, I'm here for it. Now, one thing that I've always done in my, well, in this last 3 years, this current business that I'm running, is I've always made a promise to myself to serve my avatar. Her name is Lola. And I know her so insanely well. I know her so infinitely deeply. And so I always go to not what does Stephanie think? Like, what do I think I should create? What do I think that people need right now? I literally go deep with my avatars and I get in the DMs and I get in the groups and I go live. I'm like, what do you guys desperately need right now? What do you need? And I follow the demand. And that has never steered me wrong, because it's getting myself out of the way so that I can serve. And the other second tip here is I don't worry about how will this thing make me money. I worry about how will this thing get them a result, because the money will always follow. always. And then I pray and I'm like, Lord, show me, what words do you have for me? What vision do you have for me here? What inspiration? And it comes. And so what happened this year is absolutely insane. I've made 4 times more income than I made all of last year already. And I'm like, what is happening? And here's what happened. It's that I got really deep with my avatar and I said, what do you guys need? And what I heard so clearly from everyone was, we have no idea how to grow an audience online. We are spinning our wheels. We are showing up everywhere. We are trying all the fancy strategies. Nothing's working. I'm talking to a dead group. I am not making any money in my business. And I kept hearing this over and over and over again. And so I'm like, okay, like I hear their problems. So you write down all the problems of your avatar. What are their triggers? What is happening for them that you can fix? And I asked myself, what did I do to not have those problems? What did I do? And my answer was obvious. I started a podcast so that I could organically serve, so that I could show up. And then I did that without looking up, without getting distracted, with absolute clarity on who my avatar was. And then I created a course to give them implementation of what to do next. So I knew that that was the solution. So what I did, Sherry, is I mapped that out as a completely free bootcamp, which I did in May. I mapped it out. I drove tons of traffic to it fully organically. I didn't spend a dollar. I just got really excited about it. And it was totally free. And I didn't really have an expectation. I was like, I'll mention my courses. It's fine. Well, on day one, I had like this complete divine download that was like, they need a workshop to go deeper. And then you can give them Podcast Pro University, which is my podcasting course. That way you can give them the first steps of how to implement what you're teaching today. So then I was like, okay, I see it. I see it. I see how this makes money. And I had 96 people on the live day one, which God's hand, because I've never had that many people on a live in my entire life. I've talked more times than not. I'm going live to no one, which is also fine. But I had 96 people. I pitched this idea of like, hey guys, I'm going to do this workshop with you. We're going to have these group workshops and then you can get my course. I had a 60% conversion from that boot camp in May. And I made the same amount of money in May that I made in all of 2019. And I mean, what? Which ended up leading them into, people ended up buying private coaching packages from that boot camp. 18 of those people continued on into a mastermind with me. And so it was like this insane funnel of what did they need? I gave it to them for free. People could walk away and have what they needed. But most people said, hold my hand. So they bought in to the thing I was offering to hold their hand. And then once we got through with that, they said, I need more, whether that was coaching or the mastermind that I ran. People went through a pricing tier, right? A product tier with me all the way from May through here we are in September. I'm still working with a majority of the same people, which is the third secret. Stop looking to go wide and go deeper. Once someone spends a dollar with you, they'll spend $5,000 with you if you're getting them a result and if you have a product suite to walk them through. So yeah. Lots of tips in there.
That was a lot. All good stuff, really good stuff. And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you even drop the price on your Podcast Pro University?
No, I did not drop the price, but I added in the workshop as a free bonus.
Okay.
And that workshop was 3 hours of my time live. Mm-hmm. Plus all the follow-up, all of like the one-on-one prep work and things like that. So that they got for free. Mm-hmm. And then it was the $500 for the course.
Okay. Okay. And I love that you did it that way because even again, from my own perspective, that was what I went through. I was watching you on, you know, listening to your podcast. I did the 3-day free boot camp. And then I was ready to invest into the program. And I had looked at your program before, and that's why I thought the price had changed, because I remember thinking, oh, I can't afford that. But the timing was perfect. The timing there was like, okay, I'm ready. I knew you. I trusted you. So those steps are so, so, so important when we're taking clients through.
that transformation.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's interesting too, Sherry, is that there was this moment where I'm like, oh, people aren't going to spend money right now, right? I had mentioned that. Like, I think people are going to be worried about spending money. And what I found was we have two mindsets, okay? Mm-hmm. We can have fear mindset when it comes to sales, or we can have flourish mindset when it comes to sales. Mm-hmm. And so what I did is I was like, literally, God will give me the right people that need this implementation right now. Because Sherry looked at the program before and you never did it. But I believed that if I get into flourish mindset with this offer right now, the right people will just truly hear me. I'll trigger something in their heart where they will believe in me enough to come on the next journey, which is implementation. What if I had sold from a fear mindset? Well, I know that you guys don't really have a ton of extra money right now with COVID. I wouldn't have sold a fraction of what I sold. But here's what I did is I said, you have to believe in what you're selling enough for someone else to believe in it. And I knew that if people like Sherry, who've been looking at my program for who knows how long, believed in me enough to do this with me in a flourish mindset in a space and time that made no sense because of COVID happening, people have lost their jobs. I get it. But I knew that if she would trust me enough to go on this journey with me, she would have a podcast in the world in 30 to 60 days. And that's the promise of what my course is. And so you have to really get behind what you're marketing, regardless of what's happening in the world, because here's the thing. It's not your responsibility to figure out when it's a good time for people. It's their responsibility to figure that out. It's your responsibility to create something that will get people a result and then sell it with full confidence in that flourish mindset state, because that's where people begin to, all sales is a transfer of belief, right? It's me saying, I believe in my thing enough to get you a result, and I'm gonna tell you why you're gonna have that result enough, with enough heart and soul that Sherry takes on that belief and says, now I believe in myself enough because Stephanie just spoke it into me. And spoke that life and belief into me. And then she goes and executes. That's the secret here. So it's kind of like, it doesn't matter what's happening in the world. It doesn't matter the timing of anything. It matters how you show up and what you've created for people.
Right, right. And I love what you said about the two mindsets, because that's really everything, because you can, no matter what, and it doesn't matter if it's, again, a pandemic, there's going to be times in our lives. And, you know, I heard it from you. When we started having children, we shifted. That was a mind shift for both of us in our careers. You know, if you have a major illness in your family, you're going to shift your priorities. There's going to be other things that happen in our lives forever that will cause mind shifts. And yeah. We can either use those times to shut down or be afraid or be scared or sit and listen to the news all day and all of that, or we can choose to use that as a time that, you know what, this is my time. I'm ready now. I know I need to do more. I know I'm called for more. I know that this is what I'm supposed to do, and I'm being led to this because this is happening.
Yep, exactly.
And I think that's why so many of us did like jump on board, because we had been thinking about, and I think a lot of times, no matter what's going on, we have these thoughts in our head, and it takes a pandemic, takes something to happen that causes us to finally say, no more waiting. Now's the time. This is the time.
Exactly. That is really interesting that you just said that, because if you think back to like my network marketing transition, it had to crumble for me to even open the door to like what my actual mission work was here.
Right.
I wouldn't have done it if it just kept growing and staying where it was, because that was comfortable. So sometimes it does take a huge, like a devastating blow for us to wake up and take action.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It takes for us to be thrown out of the nest before we fly. Mm-hmm. And then it takes somebody that, you know, it takes that coach to come in that we can have confidence in. And I think that's where you pull that in, that people had confidence. And that goes for what you were saying about, you can, you know, try to sell from this scarcity mindset or the flourish mindset. And somebody needs, they need to know you're confident in it. And that comes off that, I can trust this person because she believes in me, even when I'm not really believing in myself, I'm going to hold on to her belief in me.
Yep.
That's how we can get that transformation starting. So you have gave a load of advice for so many entrepreneurs, whether they are having a shift in their life right now, just starting a business, or already running a successful business. There were so many great nuggets that you shared already, Stephanie. But is there any other last minute advice or tips that you would give to that mompreneur that is going through her shift in her life right now, or a challenge? Any other last minute tips?
Yeah, I think the biggest tip that I have is you have got to stop getting distracted. If you really want to have massive success in whatever you're doing, there's two things that you can do. One is you have to have absolute clarity on what you do, what you offer, and what the promises are that you can make your avatar, and get absolute clarity. That's why I do clarity coaching, because so many of us have a skewed, big, floaty, fluffy message that nobody gets. If you can't answer me, what do you do, in one sentence, you got some work to do. And then the second question is, how do you do it? And what is the result? And you can't answer those in a couple of sentences. You've got to get there. Okay. Clarity is number one. The second thing is you have to have long form content that's totally free. If you want to stand out in an online crazy saturated space, whether you sell a product, service, you're a coach, you have a brick and mortar, like, I don't care what you do. In today's day and age, we have to serve and solve for free in order for people to trust us. Because when you create massive trust with your audience, that's how you convert into sales. So that second component that so many entrepreneurs are missing is the free part. You guys are skipping straight to, what can I sell? How can I make money? Without ever asking yourself, how do I serve and solve for free on a weekly basis? And that's why I teach podcasting. Because I believe that for the mompreneur, which is who my avatar is, we're busy. Like, I want to show up behind a mic in my mom bun, in my comfies, record a 30-minute episode and be done every week. And that one thing that I've done for the past 2 years has completely exploded the revenue side of my business, even though it's free. Why? Because that's what builds trust. People always ask, Steph, I don't get how you make money because you give everything away in your podcast. And I'm like, sister, that's exactly why I make so much money in my business, is because I give it all away, because people trust me and they feel like they can, if this is my free stuff, what does her paid stuff look like? So that's my other piece of advice for you, is really begin to serve and solve and show up for free for a long time. I'm talking the long game. Don't look up. Stop getting distracted. Stop going after all the fancy, shiny new strategies. You don't need funnels. You don't need to spend a bunch of money on Facebook ads. You don't need to show up on Instagram, because Instagram doesn't grow a business anymore. You guys, there's so many things that you're doing that's just diluting your brand. Instead of showing up on one platform, one place, consistently for at least a year, if you can do that, and then pop into my DMs in a year and tell me that you have not exploded your business, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, that's great. And if you are curious about starting your own podcast, I highly recommend the Podcast Pro University. And I will definitely share a link in there if you're curious about doing that, because Stephanie really does take you from point A all the way to point Z plus on how to do this. Yes. And a lot of support in between. So Stephanie, this has been a true honor, a thrill. I love, like, more than I even thought would be shared today. So many great nuggets. I hope people replay this and listen closely to all of the nuggets that were shared today. And I'll share in the show notes how they can reach you, but what is the best way for them to follow you?
Yeah, I think the first place that I would recommend is my podcast, The Mompreneur Mastermind Show. I teach a lot of strategies for that Christian or faith-fueled mompreneur who wants to build and scale an online passive revenue business. And it's super fun. I do live coaching. I'm a hot mess express. You guys will laugh. Come hang out with me there. My website is Stephanie Gass, and that's StephanieGass.com. Lots of freebies over there. You can learn all about me. And then the last place is Instagram stories. And again, I'm a hot mess mama. I think you'll laugh. Come say what's up. Let me know that you liked our episode today. And that's at Stephanie Gass.
But don't follow her on the weekends because she shuts it all down on the weekends, down, which I baby. So admire.
Yes. Shut it down, girls. Woo! Yes.
All right. Well, thank you again for being on the show.
You're welcome, Sherry.
Oh my goodness. I hope you took pages and pages of notes of all of the wisdom that Stephanie shared with us today. And if you have been thinking about starting your own podcast for, you know, maybe you're going to get it done in the rest of 2020, which in the Podcast Pro University, that is so possible. There have been women who have taken the university course and within 30 to 45 days, they have launched their podcast. It took me about 2 to 3 months to get mine going. But Stephanie really does take you from A to Z, nuts and bolts, everything you need to know for starting and launching and recording, everything, I'm telling you, in the Podcast Pro University, if a podcast is right for you. So I'm putting the link. There's a personal link that I have. So if you want to click on that, that will take you to the Podcast Pro University to get started today. And you can have your podcast up and going before the end of 2020 or just get it launched for the beginning of 2021. The other thing I want to mention again is if you are enjoying these Pivot to Profit courses and listening to the recordings and the stories and you're thinking, oh, I wish that was me, I would love for you to set up a free quick discovery call or go ahead for $97. Let's hop on the phone for 90 minutes. And in that 90 minutes, you can get a clear vision and a strategy for how you can create more profits in the rest of the last 4 months of 2020 or whatever year we're in. If you're listening to this at a much later time. But vision and strategy and clarity are my gifts, and I would love to support you in that. So click the link down below if you're ready to get started with your own podcast, or find the link for me if you're ready to get that visionary strategy session set. We're here for you, girl. We are here for you.